Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Wycliffe John was pulled over and handcuffed after police mistook him for an armed robbery suspect early this morning here in West Hollywood. Well, according to law enforcement officials, Wycliffe's vehicle matched the description of a car used in an armed robbery in the area. Of course, everybody has a camera these days, so one of Wycliffe's associates recorded the video, which Wycliffe later posted on his Instagram account with a caption that read, quote, "I was asked by the police to put my hands up. Then I was told not to move. I was instantly handcuffed before being asked to identify myself and before being told why. Now, in the process, I said my name. I told them they have the wrong person. They proceeded to ignore me, and I was treated like a criminal. I am sure no father wants his son or daughters to see them in handcuffs, especially if they're innocent. Well, as someone who has law enforcers in my family, I was appalled by the behavior of the LAPD. I know that's right, brother. By the way, Wycliffe was actually recording in a nearby studio when the robbery took place at a gas station, and the only similarity seems to be that both men were allegedly black and both allegedly wearing a red bandana. Now, see, as much as Wycliffe has given back to the poor neighborhoods in this city, I can almost assure you some heads are gonna roll over this one, as they should. And the American Crime Story series that brought us the O.J. Simpson saga has geared up for another one. The murder of designer Gianni Versace, and Penelope Cruz is set to play the fashion icon's sister, Donatella. Yes, honey, Deadline broke the news yesterday after producers had been teasing us for a while about the casting for the iconic 61-year-old blonde Italian fashion designer for several weeks. Well, Penelope is, of course, the 42-year-old Spanish siren, and she's going to be joined by Edgar Ramirez, who will star as Donatella's brother, Gianni. Darren Criss will play the icon's killer, Andrew Cunanan. This is going to be another good one, and of course, it won't premiere until 2018, but I can tell you, I can't wait for this one. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.